This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Procuricu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Another barely evolved monster.
Yeah. So I was initially underwhelmed by this. The first page was like, oh, it's an evolved thrush. It eats insects. Well, blah, blah, blah. Like, why is this in here? Thrushes are nothing. They're mm-hmm. cute birds, but they're not monsters, right?
Thrushes for nothing and your chicks for free.
Yeah. But you get to the Shadow Talk and one of their powers all of a sudden starts making sense as kind of a Shadow Run specific environmental hazard.
Yeah, like, but a nuisance.
Yes.
You know, like, discomforts you, and mm-hmm. you can also just turn it down.
Well, things like sonar end up not working with them.
Oh, sure. Right? Yeah, sonar thing. It can mess with your just normal, your enhanced cyber ears.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it can mess with sonar. Like, sonar is not a real big part of Shadowrun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a thing, like, presumably, like, there could be, you know, a version of Shadowrun with lots of subs and shit.
Right.
You know, these might show up on, but it's not like it's not a huge part of the thing. So, like, some people could use it. This could be a very specific, a very specific minor complication or a trap.
Yeah. Or just like as cover for something else in a specific situation, right? Like, oh, these things are innocuous. We didn't actually say what these are. Their call is incredibly high pitched. And they even make as like 30 kilohertz. They even make reference to the Piasma in this,
yeah.
saying like, oh, they would play havoc with those bears. And this just basically for anybody who has augmented hearing. So, you know, they get like a wide spectrum or whatever. This manifests as basically like a dog whistle for them.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Which is kind of interesting. Other mm-hmm. than that, like, I wish that this is a disagreement between the text and the image, because the image just makes them look like nature's idiots in a way that I really appreciate.
Yeah.
It's like a flying Doc Brown. You know, like, doesn't this look like it's talk, like, can you imagine a little like Michael J. Fox head on that butterfly?
Yeah.
And then him just like flying in. I was like, Marty. Like, he looks like that to me.
You'll never believe it.
Yeah. Like, oh. Yeah. You know, like, there's bugs I can eat.
Yeah.
I just laid an egg. Oh.
Yeah, just the face on this guy's grill makes him look like the bird version of the Scream-a-Pillar. Like, it's too dumb to live.
Yeah, I really like that about him. This is one of my favorite illustrations in this book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish this had a little bit more. Boy, I hope, you know, what if they brought, like, I hope that Christopher Lloyd lives long enough for them to make a Back to the Future where Doc Brown lays eggs.
What kind of difference do you think that would make?
I assume that, like, every once in a while he'd have to go off camera. You know, he'd come back, like, washing his hands. Just be, you know, Marty, we got to get back to medieval times. You know, what have you.
He's just going through, is he Lavos? Is he going throughout time periods, just, like, leaving glistening, pulsating clutches on, like, in the corners of darkened rooms?
Like, Star-Lord's dad?
Yeah.
I think it just is an inconvenience to him. Like, he's generally just doing Back to the Future shit. Like, going back and finding, you know, ye old, God, what's the name of Marty McFly's dad, the actor? So I was trying to think of the weirdo Crispin Glover. You old Crispin Glover in medieval times. But then, like, every once in a while, like, in he has to go and lay an egg, and during those times, Marty gets into like hijinks.
Oh yeah,
well, that's when Marty like fucks his great 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 grandmother.
Great. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.